Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and thanks to Pizza Box Mike for sitting in last week or so while I was on vacation. There's a lot to talk about. We're going to get right to it. One of the most recent pieces of breaking news, the Cyber Ninja audit, the fake crooked audit in Arizona by Cyber Ninja, made it sound like there's a lot of ninjas, like it's a plural. There's only one ninja. It's a guy who is a truther, Trumper, big lie, conspiracy nut, ties to QAnon, private funds, private dark money funded this thing. A judge down there let him have hold of voting machines, election information, which should have been prohibited by federal law. It is prohibited by federal law. It had to be kept secure for 22 months, but Merrick Garland didn't go in and do anything about it. In his defense, he had not been confirmed quickly, but he's also not gone in to stop this in any other state. It's getting out of hand, a lot of crooks doing this. And this is the one where an unmarked van took some of this material to Montana, to some sort of mystery cabin with no trespassing signs. This is the kind of operation. And people said, well, they walked by it. There were boxes of ballots unattended, open. You could walk in and out. It's a fraud. But there is a rumor coming out of Arizona that's important to understand. Apparently, the Cyber Ninja, Ninja Man, is going to release the, quote, results, end quote, of his audit today, early afternoon today. And in the morning, of course, in Arizona, the latest is 1 p.m. Eastern time. That's noon, Madison, Milwaukee time, Wisconsin time. We'll see when he does it. But a rumor has gotten out. There was a draft of the audit, and it looked like a final draft. It's 110 pages long. Rachel Maddow reported on it last night on MSNBC, and it's all over the press today. And this thing apparently got leaked to the Arizona newspaper. Now, MSNBC refused to report the actual result of it because they said the whole thing is so crooked that they don't even want to go with anything until it is publicly disclosed, for better or for worse, so they can respond. And I respect that. But the word coming out of Arizona from people who have read it is amazing if it is true. It shows that it confirms that Biden beat Trump in Maricopa County. It even says that Biden beat him by 360 votes more than the official count. Very similar to Wisconsin. Remember, Trump wanted to recount Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay area. And it turned out that when they did that, Biden got more votes, a couple hundred more votes than were credited to him before. According to the leak out of Arizona, this audit report, the draft that people have seen, is going to say the following. Biden, in fact, beat Trump by 45,469 votes in Maricopa County. That's Phoenix. That's more than enough for him to win the state. More than enough for him to win the state. Because in the official count, Biden had beaten Trump by only 45,109 votes, and he won the state. So on the Cyber Ninja recount, it was 360 more votes for Biden than had been reported before. And it also shows that Biden got an extra 99 votes in this recount. 110-page report entitled Maricopa County Forensic Audit. Now, what do you make of this? Cyber Ninja, Mr. Cyber Ninja, is a Trump conspiracy theorist, Trump big lie theorist, and so forth. But Cyber Ninja, and he has QAnon ties. He made up his mind before, but Cyber Ninja doesn't know how to do an audit. So Cyber Ninja advertised for people to come in and count the votes by hand. These things had already been audited. This data, these materials should have been kept secure for 22 months after the election under federal law. Local, you know, Schlockmeister judge said, okay, we'll turn it over anyway to a QAnon Cyber Ninja. And the feds didn't do anything about it. And I fault them for that, quite frankly. I fault them for that. But it begins to look as if Cyber Ninja couldn't do it himself. He didn't know how to do it. So he hired people. And he basically hired people who went ahead and just counted. And they counted. And the great irony of this, the great irony of this, is if this rumor proves to be true, and apparently there was a 110-page report that was entitled Maricopa County Forensic Audit, and it does say something like final draft of audit. If that turns out to be true, what I just said, if that leak turns out to be true, this drives a stake into the heart of all these conspiracy theorists. Now, I'm deeply suspicious of Trump. I'm deeply suspicious of QAnon and Cyber Ninja. And it is perfectly possible, just like Putin would do and has done in similar circumstances, to release a fake draft, hope the media jumps on it like a starving wolf on a steak, and then you pull the rug out from them and say that it was false and fake facts. So that's why I'm telling you it's a rumor. It's a rumor. But the Arizona paper did read it. Rachel Maddow did read it. She reported that on the news last night on MSNBC. So somebody prepared something. So stand by. We're going to know midday. We're going to know midday today before Devil's Advocate, Norman Crute. We should know by midday what this thing says. Now, the fact is that the Arizona results have been sliced and diced, checked over, great security. There's absolutely no question that Biden beat Trump in Maricopa County by more than 45,000 votes. And that was enough to swing the state. This particular rumor says that even Cyber Ninja is going to find that Biden beat him by 360 more votes than everybody had thought. Like in Wisconsin, same thing. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. The point is, it doesn't change the election at all. And I hope it drives a stake into the shenanigans with Gableman here and Voss in Wisconsin, shenanigans in Pennsylvania, shenanigans in Michigan. So we'll stand by. We'll stand by. If it turns out that this so-called draft report is a fake that was sent out to the media to try to trick them into reporting something, and then Cyber Ninja will say, no, Trump won massively by hundreds of thousands of votes. He is a fraud. He is a QAnon fraud. We know that. But it's very interesting, quite frankly, if it turns out that the folks he hired, people who just needed the money, actually did what they were supposed to do and just recounted once again. Now, this is spreading. It's important that it be stopped right now. Believe it or not, there was a report yesterday that Trump is demanding a recount in Texas. Now, Trump won Texas. He won it by 5 points. Why does he want a recount in Texas? And he's attacking the governor of Texas, Abbott, for not supporting it. Now, Abbott is a right-wing, servile pro-Trumper, but Abbott has some level of understanding about what's plausible and what's not. And to recount Texas when Trump won it, there's only one reason Trump wants it. He wants a recount in all 50 states so he can go, oh, okay, I'm on the up and up. I want all 50, even the ones I lost. But the problem with that is in the ones that he lost and won, the problem is the ones he won, they'll go through the motions, and the ones he lost, they will have cyber ninja types go in there, Gableman types, and try to conduct a dishonest audit. That's why this particular result is great. If that draft report is true, and if it is true, it'll drive a stake into this tactic nationwide. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.